Okay, this is a teaching called God's Music Part 2. Thank you, Lord. Music is a spiritual force. The right music delivers and sets captives free. The wrong kind of music opens the kingdom of darkness to reign. Just look at the music industry and all the evil that is unfolding about it. As Christians, we must tap into God's music. As we have established, we are not led by the soul, but by the Spirit of God, and that is in everything. The right music will bring the power of God on the scene. The right music will bring deliverance, just like the last prophet's corner about Gideon. It says they blew the trumpets. It can also be musical instruments. They blew the trumpets. The Lord says, follow the Spirit, and I will put it all together for you. In whatever you do, always follow the Spirit. There's no prophet in the flesh. It may sound good and look like a big production, you know, like we're used to seeing, but it's just soulishness. A show with no power, entertainment even. The church is being delivered from such soulishness. No more dramas or productions, light shows and concerts, unless they are led by the Holy Spirit. How has the church gotten to this state? They stopped following the Spirit and started competing with others. I have the biggest whatever has become the goal for church growth. If you want church growth, follow the Spirit to take the gospel to wherever it needs to go. Being led by the Holy Spirit, it's not a flashy show, but an inside operation. In one of the visitations, this was 1:28-23, the Lord said to us that Satan has stolen his music from the church, but that he is going to get it back. He said that music is a vital part of the ministry. Music will lift people's spirits and bring deliverance. The right kind of music that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. All right, now I want to look at the office of the prophet for a minute. This is, we're going to go over to 2 Kings. Chapter 3. Okay, start with verse 1 there. Now Jeroboam, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother, but he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Mesa, king of Moab, was a sheep master and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams, with the wool. But it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jeroboam went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as thou art. My people is thy people, and my horses is thy horses. And he said, which shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host, for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophet of thy father, and to the prophets of thy mother." And the king of Israel said unto him, "Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Let's see how far I want to go here. 10 more. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into the hand." Remember that the prophets are the ones that hold the blueprints. He doesn't reveal anything, lest he reveal them to his servants, the prophets. Right here. "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets." The plans are secret. And they're only revealed a certain way. God reveals them to his prophets. "And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every green tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. It came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. When all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, 'This is blood. The kings are surely slain. They have smitten one another, and now therefore Moab to the spoil.' And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them, but they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone and filled it, and they stopped all the wells of water and felled all the good trees, only in..." What is that? I can't even read that word. Kerasseth, left they the stones thereof. Howbeit the slingers went about it and smote it. So this prophet, because of Jehoshaphat, he went to the Lord. A minstrel came in and played the right music, and the Lord gave them the plan to take them out, the Moabites out. Okay. His plans are secret. He keeps his plans close to the vest. He will not reveal his said plans to just anyone. Everything must be done decently and in order. If he doesn't say anything, then we don't do anything. Wait and do not mount up until you hear his instructions. This is Isaiah 40:31. Wait upon the Lord. Then when you hear, then you can mount up. This is what a minstrel is. Beat a tune with the fingers, to play on a string instrument or to play music. No concerts necessary, no big bands, no big drama teams, no light shows, no interpretive dancing needed. Just a strumming and waiting on the Lord, like David. Simple and powerful because it's God's way. We are fed up with being ambushed by the enemy. We will let God set up ambushments against our enemies. An ambush is a lurking place. An ambushment is a lurking place. A secret place that the enemy doesn't see coming. Okay, one more. 2 Chronicles chapter 13. We already read about Jehoshaphat. how he sent the praisers out. Okay. Start with verse 1 there. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Ahijah to reign over Judah. And he reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Ahijah and Jeroboam. And Ahijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty men of valor. And Ahijah stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, thou Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and hath strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. When Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted and could not withstand them, and now ye think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and ye be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves which Jeroboam made you for gods. Have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and have made you priest after the manner of the nations of other lands, so that whatsoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and seven rams, the same may be a priest of them that are no gods. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. And the priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn to the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The showbread also set they in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof to burn every evening, for we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but we have forsaken him. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain and his priest, with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you, O children of Israel. Fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Ahijah and Judah. The children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Ahijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter, so there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. And Ahijah pursued after Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with the towns thereof, and Jeshana with the towns thereof, and Ephraim with the towns thereof. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Ahijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. But Ahijah waxed mighty and married 14 wives and begat 22 sons and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Ahijah and his ways and his sayings are written in the story of the prophet Iddo. So music has a lot to play, even in the Old Testament. Priests blowing trumpets. This is 2 Chronicles 20, just verse 22. This was with Jehoshaphat. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Joshua did the same thing. Before their armies, they had musicians. All right, 1 Chronicles 16. Let's go back. Getting tired of reading. Thank you, Lord. Okay. God wants to set ambushments against the enemy for us, and we must keep an attitude of praise and worship about us. All right, 16. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. He dealt out to every man of Israel, both men and women, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jehiel, and Shemaramoth, and Jehiel, and Mathaniah, and Eliab, and Benaniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jehiel, and with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaniah also, and Jehaziel, the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Music. I'm not going to read the rest of that. You can read that if you want to. Okay, go to Ephesians. God's desire for praise and worship is not stopped. Is this Ephesians 5:15? See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine where it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the songs the Lord gave me 30 years ago was Mighty Weapons. Mighty Weapons. We see over there in Acts 16, we're not going to read the whole thing, just a couple of verses. What Paul and Silas, when they cast the spirit out of the slave girl, they were thrown in prison. Their backs were beaten and bleeding. But this is what they did. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were loosed. We'll read a few Psalms here, and we're going to be done with this teaching. Psalms 8:2, we read this last time, stills the avenger. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Psalms 33, starting with verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgeth. The earth is full of the goodness of God. A couple of more. Psalms 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. No concerts here. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning, scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows, and destroy them. Send thy hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of the great waters, for the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivered David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.